The law is named for Leah Gustafson, killed 2 years ago by her next-door neighbor, Jason Borelli. Borelli had a history of violent crime before taking her life, and now Gustafson's family is taking matters into their own hands. Leah's father, Dick Gustafson, says communities want to see more done to keep violent criminals from threatening their way of life.
It's just not us. It's hundreds, maybe thousands of people that we talk to saying this is a really good idea and that it's something that's needed in the community. We hear that over and over and over again.
Wisconsin Department of Corrections Deputy Secretary Amy Smith says their main goal is to keep communities safe.
Although we don't have Leah's law as of yet on the books, we do certainly have the sex offender registration law, and the Department of Corrections does share information regularly on violent offenders, and we definitely need to make sure that that information is available.
Leah's friend Elisa Wild says a violent offender registry is only the first step.
First Wisconsin, second Minnesota, and after that, we do plan on going national because we think that every parent, every mother, father, sister, daughter needs to be safe.
In Madison, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.